Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Road rage incidents have been hindering the streets of Manila for quite a significant time. With the way viral social media posts of altercations have shown us, most drivers in the metropolitan area will have a story to tell from road-related incidents they've encountered. The past 3 decades have had their fair share of road rage incidents. However, the 1990s might prove to be worthwhile when discussing violent disputes due to road rage. In particular, a case that had once sparked public outcry, but has gotten overlooked through the years. Before we proceed, please do follow and give us a rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You discussed in that meeting the concept of operation?
Yes, sir.
And you revealed to them the person to be apprehended?
No, sir.
Reclusion perpetua ang hatol kay Go dahil sa pagkakapatay sa engineering graduate ng De La Salle University na si Eldon Magua noong 1991. Mahigit 18 taon pa lang nakakulong si Go, pero dahil sa good behavior, inirekomenda sa Board of Pardons and Parole ang kanyang paglaya sa susunod na taon. Noong November 1, 1993, ilang araw bago ibaba ng husgado ang hatol sa kanya, tumakas si Go sa kalagitnaan ng isang prayer vigil mula sa Rizal Provincial Jail.
On July 2, 1991, Eldon Maguan, a 25-year-old engineering student, was driving around Wilson Street in San Juan, Metro Manila. Wilson was said to be a one-way street, and Eldon knew about it as he was the one that followed traffic rules. Unfortunately for Eldon, even those who profusely follow traffic regulations do not exempt them from being victims of violent crime. It is where then 43-year-old Rolito Go, a construction magnate, comes into this tragic story. While Eldon was minding his own business and following the street's one-way rule for vehicles, Rolito was coming from the opposite direction. As soon as both Eldon and Rolito's vehicles came head-to-head, this infuriated Rolito. He took out his gun, went out of his vehicle, came over to Eldon's car, and cold-bloodedly shot the innocent young man in the head.
The gruesome act committed by Rolito Go sparked the country's most sensational road rage incident in the 1990s. After the shooting incident, Rolito proceeded to ride his vehicle and escape the crime scene. Fortunately, a security guard from a nearby restaurant wrote down Rolito's license plates and gave them to the authorities. On the other hand, Eldon Maguan was brought to the nearest hospital, where medical personnel tried their best to keep him alive. Sadly, he would only live for a few days till his eventual death on July 9, 1991, due to the injuries he sustained from the gunshot wound to his head.
Meanwhile, the investigators quickly identified that the car Rolito used during the incident belonged to his wife, Elsa Ango. Furthermore, reports also indicated that Rolito had an altercation with his girlfriend at a nearby bake shop near Wilson Street. The authorities confirmed that the perpetrator was indeed Rolito Go after clarifying it with eyewitnesses from the bake shop and a receipt indicating Go's credit card to purchase goods from the store. A day before Eldon's death, Rolito Go turned himself in to authorities and he was immediately detained. Initially, the Rizal provincial prosecutor planned on charging Rolito with frustrated homicide. But due to Eldon's saddening death and public outcry, the prosecutors charged Rolito Go with frustrated murder.
Nasubukan mo na bang diligin ng suka ang uhaw na lumpia? Kapag ba ang palay naging bigas, ibig sabihin, may bumayo? Totoo bang pag dumikit, kumakapi?
Tired of hidden messages? Listen to Quickie PH, a collection of Tagalog short stories for your listening pleasure. Makinig ka na! Promise, masarap habang mainit. Quickie PH, available on all major podcast platforms.
After 2 years of court hearings, the Pasig Regional Trial Court convicted Rolito Go of murder, and he was sentenced to 40 years in prison. But the story does not end here. A few days before the court's verdict, Rolito Go, together with three other criminals, escaped the New Bilibid prison. 3 years later, authorities found him on a farm located in the province of Pampanga. In 1999, Rolito tried the legal route of avoiding his prison sentence. He petitioned the Pasig RTC's ruling on his murder case, which the Court of Appeals affirmed, though the Supreme Court debunked the road rage killer's petition.
Through the years that Rolito served at the maximum and minimum security compounds, he would apply for parole from time to time, only for the government and the victim's family to reject and oppose. In 2011, reports found out that Rolito Go was suffering from colon cancer. A known news outlet also reported that there was a time that authorities from the New Bilibid prison would allow Rolito to get treatment outside the prison. However, it would get messier for Rolito, as there were also reports from another known news outlet that he was attempting to flee prison again after claiming that he was going out to seek treatment without the proper authorization permits. A year later, Rolito Go would go missing once again. This time, his sister claims that he was abducted, but authorities believe otherwise. A day later, he resurfaced and was put back into prison. He also claimed that he was kidnapped, but no further investigations were made.
In 2014, Rolito Go would attempt another ploy to get out of jail. According to him, his original prison sentence should have expired on January 31, 2013, instead of January 21, 2022. It was based on his legal team's computation citing deduction of lawful and proper allowances for colonist status, good conduct, and preventive imprisonment under Republic Act No. 2849, which gave special compensation and modification of sentence to reward. In an interview, Rolito Go pleaded the Maguan family for his early release and said,
"Sana Mrs. Maguan, maawa na kayo. Sinaserve ko na ang sentensya ko, ano? Sana hayaan na makalaya na ako, ano? Kunting pa raw lang yung cancer ko. Kunting pa raw na lang."
However, the Maguan family responded that they are not in favor of Rolito's release and said,
"Never siya nagpakita sa amin ng remorse. Never naman niya inamin na binaril niya yung kapatid ko eh. Until the very end of the case, ang testimony niya lahat, hindi siya involved, wala siya doon. Suffer na daw siya naman, yung pamilya nagsisuffer. So, sabi niya na he's sorry. Pero yun nga, nakikita mo na talagang hindi namin na-feel yung sincerity niya. Kasi parang it's always been him. Hindi naman niya paano ba mga pain na kinos niya sa amin?"
2 years later, the Supreme Court released Rolito Go after 20 years and 8 months in prison.
According to speculations, Rolito Go's declining health could have been the major factor behind the Supreme Court's decision. The road rage killer also sought forgiveness from the victim's family. But he claims that it was only an accident and conveyed this message to the Maguan family. Quote, "Sana maunawaan nila na yung sitwasyon na nangyari sa anak nila, hindi intensyon na mangyari. Actually, ito, aksidente yan." Unquote. There have been reports indicating that Rolito Go was an influential man with a lot of political connections. It seems that the suspects from infamous high-profile murder cases in the country share these privileges just to keep them out of jail.
For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter. Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime, both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.